Alright, I'm going to... This is actually from, like, a couple recordings ago. Someone asked for, like, something, like, comforting and uplifting. I'm going to go ahead and just kind of read as I go along what they're saying and just, like, kind of respond to them. And, like, a lot of them are, like, kind of little bits of things. I'll try to kind of, you know, be, obvious when it's me talking versus them, but I think it might be, maybe? I don't know. Alright, I'm gonna start reading. I really hate that the magical key to everything isn't looks or money or something I can improve on. It's just confidence. Confidence will get you friends, jobs, girls, anything you want. And I don't even know what it means. It's just sort of a vague concept of polite cockiness to me. I'll never have it because I'm so bad at everything. I have no reason to like myself. I hate myself so much. And every time I try to change, I utterly fail and make it worse. Honestly, there have been, like, plenty of speeches about failure that just, like, I don't know how to explain it, just makes you feel better. Like, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it really does. I think J.K. Rowling actually had a speech, and I'm not that kind of person that's like, Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. But she did, and it's actually really awesome, and you should totally try to, like, search it up, because it's pretty cool. Honestly, it really, I think, depends on the person that you're dealing with that would say confidence is the key to whatever. But then again, even confidence is what gets you, you know, the money and the friends and the jobs. Like, money can completely do that, but you need confidence sometimes to have money. Like, okay, for a job example, like, for example, I'm not gonna get a job if I don't have some ounce of confidence in myself, which would make me make money. Even me getting promotions at my job, unless I believe in myself, no one else will, you know? Like, that's just, at least that's how I view it. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to, but, you know, it's true. And honestly, sometimes being confident in yourself makes people not really like you too much. And it's not necessarily even polite cockiness, it's just that that's how people are. Like, the world really fucking sucks lately. Like, it really fucking sucks. And honestly, the amount of shitty people on this planet, I don't want them to be impressed by me. I'd rather them not like me. I don't want shitty people to like me. I don't. I really don't. And if that means the majority of the world doesn't like me, then I guess the majority of the world are shitty. I'm not here to please anybody. I'm here to just do whatever I want, pretty much. That's not completely illegal. Entirely illegal. Whatever. I still do some illegal things. Nothing too bad. Okay. I guess I have to figure out how I want to live my life because I see how fucking ridiculous my own expectations are now. I'm kind of curious to see what you consider your ridiculous expectations are. Just a little bit. Just wondering. Maybe you'll say it later, but we'll see. I got screwed out of money and had to come back home, age 24, sleeping on an air mattress in my mother's attic. Haven't worked in 2 weeks. Laying around in my underwear, smoking weed and chewing tobacco and beating off to Lolly Audios from FSA. Honestly, like, lately the economy's shitty, and I'm sure everyone says that, but it's true. Like, you're gonna be poor. Like, everyone your age is poor. I'm poor. I would be homeless. I probably wouldn't even have a job if it wasn't for my parents. Like, that's just how it is. Whatever. It's okay to live with your parents, especially at your age. It's just, that's just how it is. It's just really hard to support yourself lately. It's just, everything's becoming more expensive, you know? And unfortunately, pay for a lot of people isn't equating to a comfortable living situation. Even, you know, laying around your underwear, smoking weed, chewing tobacco, beating off to FSA, whatever, people do that. That doesn't make you a fucking loser. I mean, you know, whatever. You said you're an utter piece of shit. 0 out of 10. No wonder only super obese, ugly, mean girls have ever shown interest in me. Any effort towards better girls because my standards is meaningless. I'm just not good enough for anything but crap because I'm crap myself. I mean, I kind of get what you mean with, like, the whole, like, feeling, like, super shitty, like, I feel pretty shitty about myself for the most part. Like, actually, because I did read that part before I started the recording, the whole super ugly mean girls, obese mean girls thing. Like, I don't know. Like, it's, I think I have body dysmorphia, and that's probably from sexual abuse, but, you know, I feel, like, super disgusting, like, physically, like, ugly, fat, you know, whatever the fuck. I feel like a bitch all the fucking time. So, like, inside and out, I feel like a terrible fucking person, like, completely. And, like, honestly, like, I don't know, it kind of sucks. Like, it really does, and I try not to make that the situation, but, you know, it is. Even if I feel that shitty about myself, I still have the standards that I want. Like, you're allowed to have whatever standards, you're allowed to have high standards. It's somebody that you're interested in, at least for the most part. That's someone that you're probably going to end up spending the rest of your life with, or, like, you at least, you have those hopes of doing that. Even if it's only temporary, still. You should never lower your standards, at least that's how I feel. Like, I don't lower my standards for anybody, like, for real. I know that sounds ridiculous, but high as a kite standards, don't care. Don't care what I look like, high standards, doesn't matter. And it works, like, it really does work. It does. Okay. But do I really want to spend years and years fixing everything about myself? Even then, it doesn't matter. I'd just be those fit fags with 5% body fat and 6-pack abs, but still too scared to talk to girls. And all that effort on my body, career status, and moving soon to a new job, so I'll be back working in a week, won't even matter because confidence, be yourself. I mean, I know be yourself is, like, so tacky, and, like, people say it all the time, but you really should just be yourself. Like, even taking baby steps, your physical appearance won't really make girls talk to you. I mean, it might, well, probably will, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it won't make genuine women talk to you that have any sort of interest in you. Just, you know, it's like baby steps. It really is. Like, I felt so shitty about my, like, I would, whenever someone would compliment me, I would cry. Like, I would fucking bawl, and it was probably, like, the creepiest, weirdest, craziest thing ever. But that's what I would do. And now, I don't do that. And, you know, it's baby steps, and you're not gonna, it's not gonna be an overnight sort of transformation, but that's okay. You just gotta have some sort of positivity. Okay. So it's like, do I just start dating people I don't even like because that's all I'll ever get, and I'm desperate to be a father someday, which means having kids with someone I just quote-unquote tolerate? No, don't do that, because, again, you'll just be unhappy. Like, the person that you end up tolerating, you're making them miss out on something better that they could have, and yourself. Like, why would you want to do that, you know? Do I spend more time trying to improve myself and enter the dating pool in another year or two, even further in my mid-20s without having kissed a girl, but hope she doesn't care because I'm Chad sexy at that point? I would say that you should wait until you feel like you're ready. Like, I haven't really been dating people really that much, and I think it's because I just don't feel like I'm ready to date people. I feel like any issues that I may or may not have with myself, I need to fix that. And then, you know, whatever. Like, but that's just my own thing that I want to change for myself. Not for anybody else, but just for myself, you know? I just want to focus on myself right now. I don't want to date anybody. It doesn't matter if I have kids now or, you know, when I'm, like, 30 fucking 8 or something. Like, I don't care. I don't even know if I want kids. I might adopt. I don't know. Don't know. Doesn't matter. I'm improving myself. I'm not caring, not thinking about my kids right now, you know? Do I spend more time with introspection and mental health, hoping to finally just like myself, despite 10 years of depression with weekly suicidal thoughts? I feel like at this point it's just myself and will never be fixed, but it where my quality of life will skyrocket because confident guys get whatever they want. Yes, you should just try to like yourself. Find little things about yourself that you like. I'm sure there's something. And then just build up on that. It's there. Like, trust me. It doesn't feel like it is, but it's there. Is the depression never going away and I should just kill myself? Should I just forget marriage and kids and learn to be happy bachelor? Yeah, you should just not kill yourself. I'm almost positive, like, and by almost positive, I'm 100% positive that it will get better. Like, honestly, it will. Just look for some inspirations, read people's stories, watch YouTube videos, whatever. There's plenty of the, you have the internet at your fingertips. Like, there's so many things that you can research and look into that you'll just feel so much better about yourself. I mean, honestly, as far as for getting marriage and kids, whatever, just whatever you want to do. If you want a family, get a family, but be, have it with someone that you're going to want to spend the rest of your life with. Soon I am getting on a bus to a new state and I will have a clean slate. I don't know what to do with it though. I can't live this life, but I also think I can have what I also don't think I can have what I want either. It will be a new slate. It'll be a good, fresh thing. Maybe even get a haircut, update your wardrobe, throw some things out, whatever. You have a perfect opportunity to just completely start over, and it's kind of great. Okay, further compounded because I do hold very traditional religious beliefs. But I'm just a hypocrite who thinks these things in my head and gets defensive saying I want a religious partner, conservative family life, but I can't even make myself live that way. I just want to be a lazy degenerate fuck while expecting better from others. I mean, there's nothing wrong with expecting better from others. Like I said, if you want some sort of wife like that, you're totally entitled to that. But again, if she's okay with you being however you want to be, like, you know, whatever. I'm sure there is someone like that, you know? Maybe even then, the positivity from this woman will bounce off to you, and you'll just kind of become like that. You'll just become what you want to become, you know? Even if you're a hypocrite now, it doesn't mean you won't be later, or you will be later. I could be that person, spend more time studying and reading, and force myself into a strict lifestyle and press everyone with turning myself around, but even that only lasts a few months, then I'm back to getting so drunk I piss on trees outside and neglecting the very obligations I internally believe is the proper way to live. I guess this past month back at home, like a high school kid, has forced me face to face with how much of a piece of shit I am. I don't expect any real advice, but it was good to formulate it all into words. Honestly, again, like, you're allowed to have low points in your life, but that doesn't mean it won't get better. And, you know, your life can completely change before you even realize it, and you won't even believe that this is who you are now, and you in the future will be like, holy shit, like, I can't believe that's how I felt, and whatever, whatever, and now I'm at this stage in my life, and my life's completely different. And that's basically all I can think of. Wow, really? Only, like, 13 minutes? I thought this recording was so much longer. I'm talking so much. Anyway, I hope this helped. I don't know if it did, but I hope it did. So, good luck.